From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Legend has it that salamanders are born in fire and that they have magical abilities to renew and nourish themselves in flames. Real salamanders are none too fond of fire, but they do have amazing abilities to renew and regenerate themselves. So this week on Science Out of the Box, why can salamanders regrow limbs? And why can't we? David Gardner is a research biologist at the University of California, Irvine. His specialty is regeneration, and he joins us from member station KUCI in Irvine. Thanks for joining us, David Gardner.
My pleasure to be here.
So I guess the first and most obvious question is, do we know how salamanders regrow their limbs?
Well, if we knew how to do that, we'd be knowing how to regrow our own limbs. So the simple answer is no. But we know a lot about it, and we're learning more all the time.
So what do we know? I mean, what do you do in the lab?
Basically, we cut off arms and watch them grow it back. But seriously, we actually do know how they do it, which is you cut off the arm, or they lose an arm. Somebody eats their arm, something like that. The cells that are left behind have the ability to go back to what they were doing back when they were in the embryo.
So they become sort of stem cells, sort of?
Yeah. I mean, it's the equivalent of that. So you look at a salamander, you cut off its arm and it grows back and you go, wow, that's great. You know, it can do it and we can't. And so we have the sense that we can't regenerate. And that's not true. We can regenerate the epidermis on our skin mm-hmm. and our bone regenerates and nerves can regenerate and blood vessels can regenerate. But we don't seem to be able to coordinate that into making a complex structure that contains muscles and bones and skeleton.
So have you put your finger on a conductor in the salamander?
Yeah. So in the salamander, it's these are the cells that make up what we call the connective tissue. These are actually the cells that allow us to hold together, that in the salamander are the ones that have information about where, you know, what's the top of our hand and the bottom of our hand and the tips of our fingers and our shoulder. I mean, there's a reason that we look the way that we do. And these are the cells that have that kind of the blueprint. So in the salamander, they're the ones that control regeneration. But in a human, we have these same cells, but they have a different response to injury. And these are the cells that make scars. And so that's really what we're focused on, is that a salamander doesn't make a scar. So it's as if there's two different ways things can go in response to injury. You can either make a scar or you can regenerate.
Huh, cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's actually pretty exciting.
Does this mean that with your research as a basis, we may not have the problem of missing arms and legs anymore? We may be able to regrow arms and legs and even organs and things?
Well, I'd like to think that. This much I do know. Eventually, we will be able to do that. The evidence is overwhelming that there will be a time, it's unclear when that time will be, that will, in fact, be, we have this intrinsic regenerative ability. We will figure out how to tap into and regulate it, and we will be regrowing body parts, including organs, not just arms and legs.
So, David Gardner, why can't we humans do this?
Well, I think that is the important question, which is, why have we not evolved the ability to regenerate?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to assume that it's because there's something else about regenerating that is really, in an evolutionary sense, was not adaptive. So regeneration is obviously adaptive.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose an arm, obviously it would be a great advantage to be able to grow it back. But not if something else happens that kills you long before you have the opportunity to grow the arm back.
Right.
The arm won't do you any good. And so our thinking about that is it almost certainly has to do with wound healing. Salamanders heal their wounds very differently than a mammal does. They do it very rapidly. There's very little bleeding. If you cut off the arm in a mammal, you know, the animal would bleed to death within minutes. So it's something like that. And then it raises issues about how we respond to infection. And so I think you can make a case for why it would be very hard for a mammal in the wild during the course of evolution to evolve the ability to regenerate. And in fact, what they do is we have to close our wounds in a way that prevents us from dying from infection and bleeding to death. But in doing that, it probably doesn't allow us to regenerate.
David Gardner is a research biologist at the University of California, Irvine. Thanks very much.
Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much.